Studio Fest, taking place this weekend in Phoenicia, New York, is a first-of-its-kind film festival, offering the festival's winning short film creator a chance to shoot their debut feature film, backed and supported by experienced industry professionals. The filmmakers had a submission deadline of August 3rd. Five finalists have been selected, and the public is invited to attend a celebration screening of their works on September 22nd at the Phoenicia Playhouse between 2:30 and 5. We are joined by the creators and founders of Studio Fest. They are also filmmakers, Jess Jacqueline and Charles Beal. Welcome to the program. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Very nice to have you. So which of you would like to tell us how this festival came about?
So as you mentioned, Charles and I are both filmmakers, and we have been, you know, on the festival circuit for a little while with our films. And it didn't take us too long to figure out that there's a lot of filmmakers looking to go from short-form filmmaking into feature filmmaking. But there's not a ton of financing to be found at film festivals. You kind of go thinking maybe you're going to, you know, connect with that person with the money or get to that next step. But a lot of film festivals are really more about the audience and more about, you know, engaging the local community, which we love and we aim to do as well. But you might not really get to that next step. So this idea kind of came from our own experiences as short form filmmakers. And knowing the challenges that a lot of other people are facing, we thought it would be really cool to have a festival that really gave filmmakers what they're looking for at festivals. So.
And Charles, just talk a little bit about that financing and why it is so difficult to get that and how ultimately you were able to get the financing to be the prize, if you will, of this festival.
Yeah, so a part of the financing is it's a partnership. So we bring in the money, but we also bring in teams and sponsors that help to subsidize the entire cost. So we're leveraging our experience and our connections in order to benefit those that may not have those quite yet. So it's also, we've worked to subsidize this cost as a feature film as best that we can to make this a logical and responsible endeavor. Finding financing for a feature-length film is very difficult, typically because it's high risk, especially if you don't have connections, if you don't have these sort of infrastructure in place that shows that you have consistency. That's why it's so difficult for first-time filmmakers to get their first feature made.
So, Jess, give us a sense of the filmmakers that you found, how ultimately, as I said, there was a process of typically who's going to be interested in something like this. And when they apply, do you know what they want to do as far as the next step, as if they win, what the feature will be?
Yeah, absolutely. So we were definitely looking for a certain sensibility, and that was a filmmaker that could make something for, you know, a micro budget, which it sounds like a lot of money, $30,000 to $50,000, but that's actually a very small amount of money to make a feature-length film. So we were absolutely, you know, looking for people that could execute, you know, maybe wear a lot of hats, could produce, could direct, also knew how to edit, you know, and as sort of this auteur type of filmmaker. We did find quite a few really great filmmakers in the mix. We got over 200 submissions this year, which we were super excited about for year one, and it made it really hard for us to pick, you know, those five directors and five screenwriters. They have competed in some of the top festivals. We have a filmmaker's film with I Can. I think South by Southwest is in there, so it's just, it goes to show that even though you are sort of credentialed and you have a lot of street cred as a short form filmmaker, you still might be struggling to get your film made. So we have some top tier talent. We're really excited to show their work. And yeah, we've already talked to them a little bit about what kind of film we would make with them. It would be a collaborative effort. So the film we make is not one that they've already concepted. It's something that once they've won in the screenwriting category or the directing category, we come on and we concept a new original idea with them. And so that feature is made from that. So we don't know what movie we're making yet, I guess is the short answer, but But yeah.
So let me just back up and just clarify something. So is the short film that they have submitted a test for a feature, or they can be completely separate?
You should think of them separately, actually. So it's a really a test of sensibility. We're looking at the directors to get a sense for how they direct, how they make films. And we're looking at the writers for things like how they write dialogue and do they understand how to turn a scene and, you know, is their script engaging? So, you know, it's more of a study of their work and how they create. And then after that, we will be making a film with them that, you know, we will concept in pre-production.
All right. So tell us about the judging, how that works, and ultimately the judges that you have found to do this task.
We've had the wonderful pleasure of bringing on some judges that may or may not be recognizable, but we're good friends with some of them, including Jamie Donnelly, who is Pink Lady Jan from Greece. So each of our judges, we sought out due to their understanding and sensibilities within their field or their particular sensibility within the industry. So Jamie is a successful actor, and she's worked with many directors, and she knows writing. And she knows dialogue, and so we look to her to get to know these directors, get to know these writers over the course of the weekend, and give us her input into who she thinks is ready to take that next step based on her experience within the industry in her particular field.
So, when it comes to these particular judges, they've already seen the work, or they will see it with the public on Saturday night?
Most of them have read all of the scripts at this point and seen some of the short films. A few of them will be seeing the short films for the first time there with the audience. And then we will be doing a Q&A session with all of the filmmakers, and we'll get some more information from those conversations that they have. You know, some of the other judges we have on board, we have a young filmmaker out of New York named Andrew Wunder, who he just made his first micro-budget feature film for, I think, around the $30,000 or $40,000 mark. So he absolutely understands how this is done. We have Jamie's husband, actually, Stephen Foreman, who is a screenwriter. He was in Hollywood for a long time. He's really engaged on the scripts. And we have Shruti Ganguly, who is a very well-known producer in New York in the indie world. She produced a bunch of James Franco's movies, so that's really exciting. And I'm trying to think who I'm missing. And Becky Burkhardt, who's a producer, again, another producer out of New York. She works in more in the advertising commercial space. So hopefully one of these filmmakers might, if they don't make their first feature, get a cool commercial gig out of the weekend.
Have you announced the five finalists yet as the films and the filmmakers who are up for this?
Yes. So our five finalists, or our five director finalists, can be found on our website, studiofestofficial.com, as well as our five screenwriter finalists. So in total, we actually have 10 finalists, and we'll be pairing up one screenwriter and one director for their debut feature film.
Again, that's studiofestofficial.com, studiofestofficial.com. How much of this, for the two of you, is an experiment just to see what can happen?
all of it?
Living vicariously it. Through the lives of others.
Yeah, well, it's absolutely what we want to see in the film festival circuit. We noticed an absence, and we thought there was an opportunity to fill that. And we kept saying, why doesn't this exist? And so, like many things, things don't exist until you just do them.
What has the reaction been just from the filmmakers, even the ones perhaps that weren't chosen, but from the filmmakers of having this opportunity and this being a possibility for their future?
People love it. People really love the concept. We've gotten such a great response. We had, you know, more success in year one than we anticipated having. We thought people would really be into it. I think we've found the community. I think there's a lot of people that are making films. Luckily, the technology has made it easier to be a filmmaker today than it was a long time ago. And or not even that long ago, 10 years ago even. So you do have a kind of rise in the independent, maybe I'm just making it on my iPhone, run and gun filmmaker, and that community really loves what we're about. So yeah, we think they're into it.
Well, the StudioFestOfficial.com, StudioFestOfficial.com website is where you can go to find out the finalists for both the films as well as the screenwriters. That link will be posted along with this interview at WAMC.org/roundtable. The public is invited to attend a celebration screening of the works September 22nd at the Phoenicia Playhouse between 2:30 and 5. And again, you can find out more information by going to StudioFestOfficial.com. Jess, Jacqueline, Charles Beal, thank you so much for sharing with us. Best of luck. Have a beautiful weekend with the filmmakers.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Again, you can find out more at StudioFestOfficial.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.